Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today is the end of my third week teaching on how to fulfill your destiny. And I tell you, this has been a great series. I believe people's lives are being changed through this. You know, we not only have this CD that is a four-part teaching on how to fulfill your destiny. Today, we are drawing to the close of our third teaching in this set. But also, I have this DVD where we've taken four people's testimony. All of these happen to be graduates from our Charis Bible College. And how they came in one way and just left another way. And really miraculous stories of how God took just the plain and the ordinary and has made something very extraordinary out of their life. And these materials, I believe, are going to change people's lives. I know many of you have been touched through the programs, and many of you look at these programs as being all you need. But I can tell you that you really would benefit if you had these CDs to where you could listen to this again. Many of you have been touched. You've had a fire built under you. It's like some of you now have a motivation to get up and seek God in a greater way than you did before. And you know what? If you don't get into the Word yourself and begin to feed yourself these things, it will tend to die out. And one of the ways you do that is through this kind of teaching. Plus, another great thing that you can do by getting these products and this DVD is you can show it to other people. And I tell you, it'll inspire other people. It'll be a tremendous blessing. So please take advantage of that. I've been talking about, first of all, how you have to recognize that God has a destiny, a pre-planned purpose for your life before you were ever conceived, before you were ever born. It's not God just looking at you and seeing how you can fit into His plan now. No, you were created and designed with a purpose. And then the first step towards fulfilling that purpose is you got to be a living sacrifice. You can't go around this. You can't go over it. You have to go through becoming a living sacrifice. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And then verse 2 says that you also have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's what I've been talking about. I remember earlier this week I was really linking these two together, that if all you do is become a living sacrifice, and if you are willing to be anything, to go anywhere, to do anything, but if you don't know the truth, Satan can take advantage of that attitude and lead you into terrible things. And I gave personal testimonies, scriptural testimonies about this. You've got to combine these two. You've not only got to have a pure heart, but you need to have a renewed head. You need to renew your thinking. And that's what Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says. Look at these verses in 2 Peter chapter 1. Wish I had time to read all of this, but I've preached on this so much. If I get started, I'm liable to take months to get through this. Let me just jump down to verse 3. And the background is he's praying that you would have peace, but he didn't pray that you would just have peace. He says that peace would be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Him. It's through knowledge that you get peace, not through prayer. It's what you know. It says in Isaiah 26:3, the Lord will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Him because he trusts in Him. Your peace is linked to what you think. There are probably some of you watching this program who are praying for peace. You're praying to come out of depression and discouragement, or maybe you've got all kinds of terrible things facing you and you're in torment and turmoil and worried and you're praying for peace. But peace doesn't come through prayer. It says that it's multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. If you want peace, you've got to be thinking properly. And if I could sit down and talk to every one of you personally, I could promise you that if you could tell me your problem, I could show you Scripture, knowledge from God's Word that would speak peace to you and that would bring peace and calmness to you. There's so many people, see, that are trying to get peace by praying for it and having other people pray for them, and they just are wishing and a hoping and a praying, but they aren't studying and renewing their mind. And peace actually comes through the renewal of your mind. And then the next verse 3 says, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. Now that is one powerful verse right there. It says, according as His divine power. The word according means in proportion or to the degree of. So everything that you need for life and godliness, which just about includes it all. I mean, if you're talking about power to overcome sin, that's something that would apply to life and godliness. If you're needing healing in your body, that's something that applies to life and godliness. If you're needing revelation, understanding, God to show you His will, relationships to be healed, financial prosperity, anything that you can mention, everything that pertains to life and godliness is proportional to, according to, proportional to, or to the degree of the knowledge that you have. Now that is a powerful scripture. This means that if you have a sickness in your body, you know where the real root of that problem lies? It's in the way you think. You don't think right. You don't have the right knowledge. Again, I'm really coming against our cultural thinking today, because that's not the way most people, probably even most Christians, think. Most of you are thinking, look, my sickness has zippo, zilch to do with the way I'm thinking. I got close to somebody else who was sick and I got a bug. I got, it was transferred through something else, through touch. I haven't been washing my hands properly. I haven't been taking enough vitamin C. I need to get up and exercise. All of those things can be a factor, and I'm not saying that there aren't natural things involved. But you know what? If you really got hold of the Word of God, like Psalms chapter 91 that says, no plague will come nigh your dwelling. Only with your eyes shall you see the reward of the wicked. It won't come near you. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. If you really got hold of those verses, if you really had the right knowledge and meditated on it until this was something that was working on the inside of you, then even though, yes, there are natural things that, yes, you can get around a person who's got the flu and you could catch it because of exposure to it, if you were really walking in the power of God, the anointing of God will stop that stuff from working in your life. And I know some of you think, well, you can't do that. Yes, you can. You know, I have lived in basic supernatural health. I've had one time, really, in the last 41 years where sickness won out in my life, and that was because of stupidity. I preached 41 times in 1 week, and I just wore myself out, and I had to crawl into bed and stayed there for a couple of days and thought that was enough. I got up and went out and split wood and loaded an entire pickup full of wood, and I did too much too quick, and my immune system was just worn out, and I got a sinus infection and stuff, and for 2 or 3 days I was sick. And that's been it for 41 years, and that was, again, just because I did some stupid things. But I have basically walked in supernatural health, and I've had other people. I've traveled in a car all over Ireland one time where every person in the car had the flu, and I was in the exact same car with them. I was sleeping with one of them, my wife, amen, and she had the flu and I didn't. And I didn't get it because I stand and believe the Word of God and God supernaturally protects you. Some of you think, oh, I don't believe that. Well, then it won't work for you. And see, you've got the wrong thinking. You are looking at yourself as just being human. You think it's just natural. You get around somebody who's sick, I'm going to be sick. That's just the way that it is. You are seeing yourself as only human. Through the Word of God, I've got knowledge that I am not only human. I have the supernatural power of God living on the inside of me. And scriptures like that Psalms 91 says that no plague will come nigh my dwelling. I actually read a story back during the, I forget the exact timing of this, but it was the 15 or 1600s or something when this terrible, I think it was a bubonic plague or one of those black plagues or something was going through Europe, that a pastor of a little church in one of those small towns. I mean, it was ravaging people. People were dying by the millions, and it was wiping out entire communities. This pastor took Psalms 91 and stood on the edge of his town and stood with his people and proclaimed that this plague will not come nigh our dwelling. And he spoke the Word of God over his whole town, and not a single person in that town got sick and died of the plague, while all around him there was thousands and thousands of people dying of the plague. Some of you think, oh, you can't do that. Well, then, see, you got the wrong knowledge. And so you can sit there and say, well, it's just physical, natural, these sicknesses and diseases and cancers and things like this. And you're looking at everything only from a humanistic standpoint. That's the wrong knowledge. You don't understand that when you are in covenant with God, that God will not allow these diseases to come on you, that you can walk in supernatural power and deliverance. There was a man that lived in Spokane, Washington. And boy, I just went blank on what this guy's name was. But anyway, he's the one that started the healing rooms, John G. Lake. And John G. Lake was so effective in his ministry that there was actually two hospitals in Spokane, Washington. And this was back, I'm not sure the exact timing, but I think it was the early 1900s. And he was so effective in his ministry that they actually closed down one of the hospitals. And it was written up in national magazines and newspapers that Spokane, Washington was voted the healthiest place in the United States to live for many years consecutive because of the ministry of John G. Lake. And I mean, he was powerful in this area of healing. And anyway, one of the things he did, he took the principles that I've been talking about. He took the knowledge that we are blessed and that the power of God can literally make us immune to sickness and no plague will come nigh our dwelling. He took that to such a degree that his belief was that no germ could touch his body and live. And they were going through some plague. And like I said, he had so much success in the area of healing that the state of Washington actually granted him a medical license, not because he had any medical training, but he was more effective than the doctors at getting people healed. So he had standing with them that he could practice not medicine but healing, and he had a healing room and he had people coming. Anyway, they were helping during this plague, and he was working with some other doctors, and they were putting people in like a large room that were dying, and this one man had just died. He foamed at the mouth and died of these plagues. And anyway, this John Lake was helping a doctor move this man and put him into the place where they were putting these dead bodies. And this doctor, as they put that person in there, he turned to John Lake and he says, man, aren't you glad that we have a vaccination against this plague? And John Lake just looked at him and he says, who has a vaccination? And this doctor just panicked and he says, you can't be working with these people without a vaccination. He says, you'll get this plague. You'll die of it. He says, this is crazy. And John Lake told him what he believed. He says, no germ can touch my body and live. And of course, this doctor just thought, you know, that he was crazy. And so John Lake said, I'll prove it to you. And he told this doctor to go get one of those little slides, glass slides that you put under a microscope. And that doctor wiped the foam off of this man's mouth who had just died and put it under a microscope. And of course, you could see all of those germs in there just moving and all of this motion in there. And then John Lake said, watch this. And he just touched that with his finger, and instantly everything under that slide was dead. I mean, no germ could touch his body and live. And some people think, oh, I don't believe that. Well, see, it won't work for you. And the problem isn't that you don't have the power of God. If you've been born again, you have the exact same power that John Lake had. But the difference is everything that pertains to life and godliness comes through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue. And most of us haven't renewed our mind with the Word of God. We are just doing what we've been programmed to do. You are following the instructions of the people who raised you, which again, they may be your parents, they may love you. I'm not here to criticize them, but I'm saying there are very, very few people that have been raised with the godly attitudes, and I mean the complete gospel, not just that God exists and that we're supposed to serve Him and live a moral life. But I'm talking about that God made us the head and not the tail, that we have the same power on the inside of us that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. No plague will come near our dwelling. He'll give His angels charge over us. They'll bear us up in their hands. We will never dash our foot against a stone. Very few people have that attitude. Most people are going through life singing this song, I'm only human. I'm just a man. And they're just seeing themselves as nobody. They will quote a scripture like John chapter 15, where Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. And that's, of course, a scripture. I agree with that. But they emphasize it in a way that they just talk about, oh, we are nothing. We are nobody. We have no power. Oh, God, we can do nothing. That's wrong. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. I agree with that. But I am not without Jesus. He will never leave me nor forsake me. And he has put his supernatural raising from the dead power on the inside of me. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. And for me to sit there and just say, well, I'm nothing without him. Well, that's true in a sense, but I'm never without him. So therefore, it's wrong for me to just go around singing about I'm only human. I'm just a man. I'm not. One third of me is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. One third of me is risen from the dead. It has the power of God in it. And see, if you begin to think this way, then when it comes to sickness and disease, it wouldn't be just a matter of, is this a communicable disease? Is this something that man has a cure for? It doesn't matter about those things. If you're walking in the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost, no plague is going to come nigh your dwelling. And if for some reason or another you drop your shield momentarily and Satan does gain access to you, and if you have something happen to you, if you know the Word of God, if you have the right knowledge, you can get this healing back out of you and into your flesh, and you can walk in supernatural healing. Whether you realize it or not, this is absolutely true. His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him. It's through the knowledge. If you have a sickness problem, you got a knowledge problem. You don't understand fully who you are and what your authority is and how you can release it. And you're approaching God as a person saying, oh God, I'm powerless to do anything. Would you please move? That sounds humble, but it's actually ignorant. Amen. Forgive me for being blunt. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I've done the exact same thing myself, but you know what? That's not what the Word of God says. When you come and say, oh God, the doctor says I've got cancer, I can't do anything, would you please move? You'll die praying that way. No, you've got to come to the acknowledgement that, Father, the doctor says I've got cancer, but he can only check my physical body. In the spirit, I've got the same power that raised Christ from the dead. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. And on you could go quoting scriptures. And so you take your authority and then you speak to the problem, not as a powerless person who hasn't been translated into the heavenlies and seated at the Father's right hand and given his power. But instead, you speak with authority and you take your authority and you speak against that thing, not as a weakling who is powerless, but rather a person who has now been equipped and risen from the dead and the life of God in you. I know some of you are thinking, boy, you're strange. Well, I'll admit this, I'm different than most of the people that I see on television and that I hear talking. But you know what? I believe that that attitude comes right out of the knowledge that God gave to us in the Word of God. And it's producing. It's working. If you are struggling, it's because of a knowledge problem. If you are hurting financially, some of you will say, but it's the economic situation. It's not true. You know what? I'm in the same economic situation that everybody else is in, and yet we've just decided not to participate in any recession. And our ministry has been setting record income months, and I'm not doing anything different. I'm preaching the Word of God. I really believe what it is. I'm speaking faith while others are cutting back and doing things, and as a result, it just is drawing the blessing of God, and people like it, and people want to be a part of somebody who's operating in faith instead of fear. But we are setting record income months. And even personally, my wife and I, you know, I've given this testimony back when I did the series on financial stewardship. And I said that, you know, in the previous 3 months that we had received a 26% return in the stock market on our investments. And people are just shocked while the world is going down and people are losing 20 and 30 and 40%. We got a 26% increase. Well, we just opened up a new statement 2 days ago and we got another 16% on top of that. So now we're up to 42% in the last 4 months. Man, some of you think you can't do that. Well, with your knowledge, you can't do that. If you're operating in fear and if your faith is in this world system, if you are basing your finances on the world system, then you know what? It's a time for panic and pulling back. But if you understand that my God supplies all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He's not bound to this economic system here in the world. It's according to His riches in glory. God's not got a shortage. If He ran out of money, all He'd have to do is hock one of the bricks in His street that's made out of pure gold, and that'd be more than enough to supply everybody's need. You know what? We have a wrong attitude, and that's if you are struggling financially, it's not the economic situation out there. It's the lack of knowledge inside. I know many of you will take offense at what I'm saying, and you sit there and say, well, boy, you're just sitting there and condemning me. I'm not saying any of these things to condemn anybody. I'm trying to encourage you that the Scripture says that you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. All things that pertain unto life and godliness come through the knowledge of Him. And then in 2 Peter, going back to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, right after it says that, it says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Where does this knowledge come from? It says that this knowledge gave us these exceeding great and precious promises, talking about the Word of God. The Word of God is chock full of the knowledge of God. It's God's way of thinking. It's God's attitude. It's God's outlook on things. We are being bombarded. We are in the information generation. We are being bombarded with more negative news, more critical statements, more bad prophecies about things than any other group of people that have ever lived on the face of the earth. And I tell you, if you don't go to God's Word and take His knowledge to counter that, there isn't a way in the world that you are ever going to fulfill the destiny that God has birthed you to. Everything that it takes for life and godliness, which would include discovering and fulfilling your destiny, is dependent upon you renewing your mind. You've got to get God's values. You've got to renew your mind. As you think in your heart, that's the way that you are, Proverbs 23:7. You may not like this, but I'm saying it in love to help you. But you know what? If your life is a mess, your thinking is a mess. Your values are a mess. You may not desire the problem that you've been into, but you've been thinking wrong. You've been thinking I'm only human, that you have no power to do anything about it. That's wrong thinking. If you've been born again, you have the same power that raised Christ from the dead. The same works that Jesus did shall you do also, and greater works than these, because Jesus has gone to the Father. That's what Jesus said in John 14:12. If you were to renew your mind and get to operating in faith instead of fear, I guarantee you, you could overcome any problem that's been thrown at you. You could come through the fire without even a smell of smoke. You can prosper. God is for you. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, 1 John 5:4. You will be a world overcomer. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what this economic situation's doing. It doesn't matter what plague comes through. It doesn't matter what new disease comes up, whether man can handle it or not. If you would renew your mind by the Word of God, everything that pertains unto life and godliness would become yours. You could overcome things, but it is imperative that you renew your mind, which is why God gave us the Word. You know, I'm out of time today, but I am going to continue this series on our programs next week, and I encourage you to listen in. I'm going to continue to talk about this, and also, I really want you to get these materials. I think that this teaching is a life-changing teaching. We're offering it free of charge if you have to get the individual teaching that way. So listen to our announcer and call or write today.
We're happy to announce that Destiny Stories, Volume 1, is now available. Contained on one powerful DVD are the stories of real people who dared to believe that God had an exciting destiny for their lives. You'll be inspired and transformed as you hear their stories. Destiny Stories is available for a gift of any amount. Request DVD T3006D. Andrew's teachings played a central role in each of these destiny stories. Today, we're offering Andrew's four-part teaching titled, How to Fulfill Your Destiny. This teaching will help you discover your God-given destiny and teach you to walk in it. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1051C or DVD album T1051D when you contact us. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. The third teaching in the CD album titled Renewing Your Mind is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third teaching free of charge. Request teaching THT-121C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, that number is 719-635-1111. Or you can reach us through our website, where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, the reason that we're able to offer our teachings available to people for a donation or these single teachings free of charge is because people who have received and benefit have become partners with us. And I'd like to thank our partners who have made this ministry possible. We have to have over $1.5 million a month, and we give our materials away. I couldn't do that if it wasn't for you, our partners. And there are many of you who've been blessed by this ministry. It's touched you. You know the value of it. You know it could help other people. And I'd like to ask you to become a partner and help us on a regular basis. You know, our bills come in monthly, and it's the people who support us monthly who really make this ministry work. So we have a number there on your screen. I'd like to encourage you to pray about it and then call and become a partner today.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina for a Gospel Truth Seminar June 11th through the 13th, in Colorado Springs for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference June 29th through July 3rd, and in South Africa for a Gospel Truth Seminar July 21st through the 23rd. He'll also be in Durant, Oklahoma July 30th and 31st, and in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 6th through the 8th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
We're getting close to our Summer Family Bible Conference. It's going to be on June the 29th through July the 3rd, and it's going to be a great time for the whole family. We have children's ministry. We have it set up so that there are our CBC classes in the morning, but the afternoons are off, and then evening meetings. It's just a great time, and I believe that it could be a vacation for you and your whole family. The children will be blessed. So make plans to join me June the 29th through July the 3rd for our Summer Family Bible Conference.